Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, July 17th, 2006. My wife, Brooksine, and I bring these messages to you each weekday morning. I'm Stephen C. Weber. My wife's name is Brooksine, although she's not with me this morning due to a scheduled doctor's appointment for our daughter, Esther. Today's message is titled, Peace in Our Time. The scripture text is from the prophet Zechariah 1, verse 11. We have gone throughout the earth and found the whole world at rest and in peace. Instant access to news reminds us of the turmoil so many face today in so much of the world. It's interesting to awaken in peace in my little spot on this terrestrial ball, and this is true for so many readers and podcast listeners as well, although we may so easily take it for granted. I thought of this when I got on my bike early this morning and took my dog for a run along our country lane. It's a beautiful day and so peaceful. No rockets raining down on me or fighter jets streaming overhead. Today we continue to observe the turmoil in the Middle East. We wonder what all this means. Certainly earnest believers should pray for peace and sympathize with those suffering. It's also interesting in light of biblical history and prophecy. What an outstanding statement in our daily verse. It concerns a time of absolute peace, the whole world at rest and peace. I'm not aware when this will be. It sure isn't now. Among the titles that the Messiah was given in Isaiah chapter 9 is Prince of Peace. The peace that Jesus brings has several dimensions that is presently our experience. First of all, we have peace with God. That's reconciliation, and that, among other places, is taught in Romans 5, verse 1. Then we have peace with each other, relational peace, taught in passages such as Romans 12, 16, and others. I believe this speaks of the local sphere in our lives, relational peace within our family and church. And finally, we have the promise of peace within, spiritual and emotional peace, expressed in a verse such as Philippians 4, verse 7, or by our Lord in John 16, 33. However, there is no promise that in this present age there will be world peace in the geopolitical sense. In fact, Jesus forthrightly declared that there will be wars and rumors of wars. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And I have the text of that. It's in Matthew chapter 24 where I took that from. He said, such things must happen. That may not be very encouraging, but the Bible does promise a future time of peace in the sense when the Lord returns. In the meantime, as followers of Jesus Christ, we should seek to be peacemakers. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers in Matthew 5, verse 9. And in Romans 12, verse 18, there's a wonderful verse that states, as far as it depends upon you, live at peace with all men. May God give us peace today. I've written a prayer today. Normally, Brooksine writes and reads the prayer. As I mentioned, she had to leave early this morning and thus was both unable to edit and add to my work as well as write the prayer. So here's my prayer today. Perhaps you will want to join me. Lord, today I pray for peace. I recognize that you are the Prince of Peace. May many turn to you today and accept that wonderful reconciliation you freely offer. That is the first step to all other types of peace. We pray also for relational peace within our families and churches. We pray for that wonderful inward emotional peace, especially for our brothers and sisters affected by these wars. We look forward to that time spoken of when the whole world will be at rest and in peace. Help us all to serve you faithfully today. Amen. Well, again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, although I'm preparing this by myself today. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. We're on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. That's all one word, dailyencouragement.net. net. And today, not a lot of additional resources. It's wonderful to have my wife beside me. I will be looking for a song that I can use to supplement. It may very well be a link to a song today. Do have a picture up, just a peaceful scene in my backyard of our fish pond surrounded by flowers that Brooke Seen has planted. Well, may God give you peace today, and may you work to peace as you spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen.